Also today, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is promising to free hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. He made that concession while meeting Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. But the Palestinians wanted much more, as NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
At the beginning of the meeting, Sharon said he could not deny that Palestinian terrorism and incitement have decreased significantly. But then he told Abbas that militant groups are using the three-month ceasefire to rearm and demanded that Abbas dismantle the infrastructure of Hamas and Islamic Jihad. When the discussion turned to the release of Palestinian prisoners, Sharon tried to hand Abbas a list of 350 detainees Israel could release as early as this week. According to Palestinian officials, Abbas refused the list angrily. He insisted Palestinians must have a say in who will be freed. Abbas also said that 450 prisoners, many of whom have been in jail for more than 20 years, should be the first to be released. Israel Radio reported Sharon agreed to renegotiate the list with input from Palestinian officials. Sharon's advisers suggest the prime minister will even agree to include some members of Hamas and Islamic Jihad, as long as they were not directly involved in the deaths of Israelis. Earlier, at the Israeli cabinet meeting, Sharon cut off any discussion of prisoner releases. Outside, a group of women opposed to freeing any prisoners demonstrated.
What has happened to you, Ariel Sharon? From a hero, you turned into a zero!
Abbas is under even more pressure from his public. Hamas spokesman Mahmoud Azahar says all of the more than 7,000 Palestinian prisoners should be freed, not just a few hundred.
Those who spent 10 years and more in the Israeli jails deserve the right to be released and deserve to see the sun.
Palestinian officials say they're trying to end violence and incitement. The Palestinian Authority today reissued a decree from 1998 outlawing groups that incite to violence. But Sharon advisor Zalman Shoval says the Palestinians have not fulfilled their commitments under the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace.
Palestinian compliance of their obligations under the roadmap is probably less than 10%. It's 90% non-compliance. They should have started handing over the illegal arms. They should have started breaking up the terrorist infrastructure.
Palestinian officials say Israel is the one shirking its promise to dismantle illegal settlement outposts in the West Bank and freeze settlement construction. In the coming days, Sharon and Abbas will each make their case to President Bush. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.